the max in this project. But before doing so, allow me, Comrade President, to express the commitment of the city of Harare to a clean city that has functional services for everyone. We've initiated a transformative process that will, among other things, address attitudes of minds towards debt and other undesirables, starting with us as individuals, extending to families, communities, the city at large, and all those that visit the city on a daily basis. We shall be going through this transformative process fairly shortly, and will go public, trusting that all segments of state and stakeholders will be supportive of our efforts as a city, and that we shall be consulting very widely. As regards the project of Pomona, and indeed it is impressive, but the previous council made certain observations which were communicated to the then Minister of Government and Public Works, who happens to stand in for my current minister. An executive summary of the report of the Special Committee of Council on Pomona has recently been forwarded to the new Minister of Local Government and Public Works. And it is my prayer that the issues raised, not only by council, but by several stakeholders, will be addressed. This occasion, as I finish, has provided an opportunity for consultations with appropriate officials to determine the technical solutions that are required going forward, so that we have worked a city that works for everybody.
The Acting Minister of Local Government, Honourable July Moyo, was in attendance standing in for the Minister, and he clarified on the agreement between the City of Harare and GEO Pomona.
The project is going on. It's a combination of government, the city, and private sector, and the residents of the greater metropolitan province of Harare, because not only will the city of Harare contribute to what is going to happen here, Chitungwiza is going to do the same, Rua is going to do the same, Epworth is going to do the same. They all contribute to what is happening here in order to bring the refuse that is needed to generate electricity of 16 to 22 megawatts. Your Excellency, there are three components to this which require the city councils and the municipalities to understand. They deal with refuse collection, which is carrying waste from the households of each individual. But some of the major companies can carry their own waste, their own refuse, and bring it directly to this GEO Pomona Private Limited Company and be able to settle their bill. The second is that the local authorities are dealing with wastewater. That they will continue to do, and it is their charge and their expenditure which they use. But for all the cities and municipalities, when they bring their waste to be kept, to be managed by GEO Pomona, all of them have to pay GEO Pomona. So if you're a big company like those hotels, Mikos, Rainbow, you bring your waste directly. And those who are in the construction industry, when they are rubbles, they bring those directly and they pay directly. I want to make sure that everybody understands this is an enterprise which the President has enabled us to to look at, but we are all participants.
The CEO of Geo Pomona, Mr. Delishi Nguwaya, praised President Emmerson Mnangagwa for the opportunity that was afforded to them to participate in the attainment of this project, which will hopefully lead to the attainment of Vision 2030.
I would like to pay homage to you for touring our site today. Ladies and gentlemen, Geo Pomona Waste Management owes its existence to our president's national development vision. Without his passion for development, there would be no Geo Pomona Waste Management. This project is an offspring of the Second Republic's commitment to create clean cities and is the first of the numerous projects we intend to initiate across the entire country. We were entrusted to run this project on the 28th of April 2022. Within a space of a month, our pilot transformation exercise resulted in this considerable and refreshing facelift of the old, ill-famed Pomona dumping site. Since 2022 to date, the employment creation thrust of this project came over the emphasized. We continue to grow our human capital base as this project takes a new innovative shape as each day goes by. We look forward to be the highest employer in the region as this project takes its intended long-term direction. We are also contributing our fair share corporate social responsibility, supporting the vision of turning Zimbabwe into an upper middle income society by 2030. Prior to the commencement of this project, the Pomona site was in a deplorable state. Today, we've transformed this place to be potentially one of Africa's best waste management sites. All of this work directed by inspired by the need to create clean, safe environment in the fight against health hazards that the old Pomona dumping site was posing to our city. To this end, Geo Pomona Waste Management offers long-term and sustainable environmental solutions through managing and sorting waste, hereby reducing environmental pollution and health hazards. We will have three landfills, one for municipal waste, the other for ashes, and the last one for hazardous waste. Transforming the city from just burying waste to utilizing waste as resources through recycling and hence incoming generation. Incinerating solid waste to generate electricity that will be fed into the national grid. This is complementing government efforts to ensure all Zimbabweans have electricity. The waste energy plant will be constructed in year three of the project. As part of our corporate social responsibility agenda, we'll be installing state-of-the-art recreational facilities on the site, a soccer field, two basketball courts, two tennis courts, changing rooms, and a restaurant. Your excellence and distinguished guests, we have my highest assurance that as long as Geo Pomona Waste Management exists, the problem of poor waste management will be eradicated. Meanwhile, on behalf of our company, I would like to give special thanks to the government of Zimbabwe, the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, His Excellency, Comrade Dr. Emmerson Tambudzo Mnangagwa, for creating a policy supportive structure.
This is ZFM Stereo.
Now, the ZFM team was at the groundbreaking ceremony earlier today and captured the moment.
The previous council, arrangement Harare.
what are gains that they getting for it? And indeed, just as this is a Taroganite, Achimishina. So, anything to make a tribute, but to make a United Shovel. Ah, see, so Taroganite, I'm in my address. So, the only two on Gorora would do it. In present day, it is sustainable here into the future. Shakara can educate a successful about 30 years.
$40 a day, which is $22,000 a day. So, where the ones are 500 tons, and also the ones are 500 tons, $22,000. So, if I do keep up, and a seat of a rare is my equipment, you know, because I'm going to go to the next day in one day. You know, so, come on, just for chase. The concept, the implementation, my calculations, I don't know how to do it. I'm going to do it.
Your station for all the hits, ZFM Stereo.
The plant is going to be constructed year 3, which is next year, and it's going to be commissioned after 2 years. We are going to produce 22 megawatts of the electricity and feed the national grid. We are going to collect 1,000 tons a day to use the waste to generate electricity. Which are benefited from the market, which is a plant. Change in 16 to 22 megawatts. We change the chisa by national grid. You produce electricity, which are on a mabasa, which are garapans of Yaganaka, since much one of Pomona. I can get in Zimbo, I can get in Zimbo, I know, I can get in Zimbo, and get in Nunzi, but you can owner now. Even Zimbo, you could get it. You know, I was a function, you know, Chitapano, Ramchitandara, Ramchita, my sports, Mamchasaka, one that is so on a quadruta, but Tira, Gulashaka, Chatruta, she noticed that is Kanzu, if I'm Bembe, Kanzu, Chemozaka wins a quartiri. This will put Havana, Matra, transport to Kakula Madaram, Mutarinuri Arari, Manada Kuba Sigua, the woman who is a motor that was the one, Doge Kubrika, you know, such a Kanzu. Especially Kanzu, Yakanakisa Chose. Yakanakisa Truga, Shama meeting Truga, every man theater knows lies in committee. Tino Shanda Shakanagan is in the city of Harare, and Yada Musiko Sofa.
ZFM Stereo, my station, your station.
In Manicaland, it's not only a problem here, waste management. And we think with the, this development here we have seen, we feel relieved because we can't wait to do a similar project in our province. So from here, I think we are going to go back to the drawing board, it's hands on the deck, and we start my arrangements. How do we deal with a situation like this, which we also have in Manicaland? And you know, it's quite pleasing, but you can actually use your waste be used for put to good use in the market in Illuminator. But you know, we now have solar, we have hydro, but if we are going to have also a market coming from waste, then that is the in thing.
The events of today mark another important milestone in the history of solid management in Harare province and the country at large. We have witnessed the official groundbreaking ceremony of a world-class solid management waste management landfill. The project will also see the construction of a 22 megawatt power generation plant. Your Excellency, this resonates well with our vision, our national vision of 2030, as well as the city of Harare's vision of being a world-class city by the year 2025. As some of you may recall, about a year ago, you could hardly come and host any function at this place, worse off, serve food at this side. That now we can gather and enjoy a pleasant atmosphere. We are all gathered here at this colorful launch ceremony for the Geocomona Waste Management to Energy. So it's a dream. A dream, Your Excellency, we never thought would come true in our lifetime. It is our expectation that this project will be judicially carried out and concluded according to plan. The most important aspect about this project is the delivery service to the intended beneficiaries. We hope the services being provided here will expand to include hazardous substance purification plant and the energy plant in the coming year. I'm therefore greatly honored today, and indeed the population and in the beneficiary municipalities of Shitungiza, Ruwa, and Epwen. I'm privileged, Your Excellency, to witness the official groundbreaking of this ceremony at the Geocomona Waste Management site. This occasion certainly demonstrates the continuation of a fruitful cooperation between public and the private sector. This project dovetails with our five-year economic development plan, the National Development Strategy 1, aimed at repositioning the country as one of the strongest economies in the region of Africa. Furthermore, we have witnessed how solving a community's challenges leads to positive economic options, such as decent employment and enhanced services. Your Excellency, on behalf of this gathering, let me thank you for your unparalleled visionary leadership that has borne fruit from your first day in office. It is because of your unwavering commitment to seeing the lives of ordinary citizens transforming that has led to the success of many projects, and this one included. What makes this case, Your Excellency, plausible is that the economy continues to thrive despite the economic sanctions imposed on the country by the United States of America and its Western allies.
Now, following that commissioning earlier today, ZFM sought out the thoughts and comments of the chairperson of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Local Government, that is Honorable Super Mandiwanzira. We asked him to weigh in on the GeoPomona Waste Management Project, and here's what he had to say.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt that the Pomona project is a massive investment project that will change a lot of things in our capital city. It will lead to a more cleanup of the city because it is giving financial value to garbage. Garbage will now have a market, and it will go to the Pomona project for processing. The most exciting thing is that the project is going to generate electricity. You all know that we have a very significant shortage of electricity. And I think for the people of the Harare, this is amazing because we're going to be generating through our rubbish electricity that is so useful for our industry, that is so useful for lighting up our houses, so useful for lighting up the education of our children, and many other uses of electricity. So this is a massive project. This is a very important project, one that is absolutely necessary in our country, and we must applaud the vision and leadership of His Excellency President E.T. Mnangagwa for making sure that we attract investment that we have attracted into the Pomona project. I mean, we have had to deal with rubbish for many, many years we can think of. But the leadership of His Excellency the President has resulted in the attraction of investors who have come to set up a plant that will be able to process our rubbish and create commercial value out of our rubbish. That's the most amazing thing about it. And I'm very proud of the developments today, the official groundbreaking ceremony by His Excellency, the commitment by the investors, and of course the support of the project by the president, the presence of the new Harare mayor. I think it augurs well for any development, and that's what we need to see. We need to applaud and we need to work together, even in our political differences. We need to work together for those things that are important and that are good for the people of Harare, for the residents that we look after, for the Harare City Council, they look after the residents, for the national government, we look after the population. And it's one and the same thing. And therefore, it is very important, and our country will see more progress if we didn't put our political differences in the forefront of everything, like we saw in the previous council that tried to make this political more than it is economic. But I think the launch today demonstrated to every Zimbabwean, to every person who lives in Harare, that there's actually business value in what has been going on. The project is definitely a game changer. You know, we have always struggled with how to handle the rubbish. It has been bent and causing more environmental challenges. And now we have a place where we take our garbage, and that garbage is going to create money. It's going to create value. So all garbage is going to be useful for the people of Zimbabwe, for the people of Harare particularly. So it is definitely a game changer. I think it will set the precedent of how other local authorities can begin to look at how to deal with the garbage that they throw away, the rubbish that they throw away. But rubbish is money. I think that's the new phrase in town, that rubbish pays, because we are seeing the opportunity that has been created by rubbish, and that opportunity is going to mean money for the people of Harare. It's more importantly, I think for me, that it is going to create more energy, which is in desperate need at the moment. Yes, I know the Harare City Council, particularly the previous mayor, the previous council, has raised a lot of issues with regards to the project. And I think that what is important is to always look at every project from various points of view, to look at it from what is the benefit ultimately of this project. I know many projects that have been done in Zimbabwe, that have been done elsewhere outside Zimbabwe, which are so much criticized at the beginning. But when they are implemented, people begin to see the light, and they begin to see the vision. They begin to see that it was actually important in the first place to support this initiative. I believe it is genuine for anybody to have a question about any project, but it is how you do it. In terms of our responsibility as Parliament, particularly the Portfolio Committee on Local Government, we look at, you know, what the ministries are doing, particularly the Minister of Local Government and Public Works, the Ministry of National Housing and Social Amenities. We have a role to make them account for whatever they are doing. And there's no reason why City of Harare, why residents of Harare, why anyone else who is interested in a particular project cannot ask questions or cannot ask for accountability. That's what the government promotes. His Excellency President Mnangagwa promotes transparency, promotes lack of corruption. And therefore, if people do things and they do so in the right channels, I think that there is no resistance and a lot of good will come out of it. But I think there's a problem when, before you have engaged anyone to understand what's actually going on, you take it to the media, you make a political mileage out of it. And I think that has been the challenge with the previous council, that it has tried to politicize a commercial project. Sure, they may have had genuine questions about what are the costs and how are we going to recover the money, how's the city going to benefit. Those questions can be answered in a boardroom. They're not answered on social media. They're not answered in hostile, you know, newspaper publications. They're not answered in hostile press statements. There was a lot of effort to try and scandalize an otherwise good project. And I believe that, you know, we have a role as Parliament. We can actually ask questions and say, well, we're not sure about this. Can you explain this? And if we're not satisfied, there are many steps that can be taken. Equally, I believe that the City of Harare then should have been able to engage with the promoters of the project to understand the project. And I understand on many occasions they were invited but did not want to be part of it. I don't believe that's how you can build a country. And I also don't believe that's how you can build a consensus. You can build consensus by engagement, not by abuse, not by shouting at people, not at pointing fingers at people. A lot of people make all sorts of allegations without basic facts. I can tell you from my personal experience, I worked in government and I worked as a minister. When I got to the ministry, I found some projects that had been undertaken could potentially raise eyebrows. I did not go to the media. I did not go on Twitter. I did not go on WhatsApp to make noises. I brought in the relevant parties and went to ask questions and ask at the processes and realized there could be some issues. And ultimately, we were able to actually find a solution. We were able to recover some money from some of those projects. It was because there was a process of engagement that respected the fact that other people may have seen things differently in implementing the project. But I didn't go to the media. I didn't go and allege corruption. I didn't go and say this and that and this. So I think that is where the approach was wrong. And I think that everything has been answered today, as you saw the president doing the groundbreaking ceremony, that this is actually a very valid and important project for the city of Harare and the country of Zimbabwe. See. It is true that local authorities in some cases have been accused of standing in the way of projects because they've always tried to put politics. We have to understand the political dynamics and the political shape of our country, in that in some of the major influential local authorities, especially most populated and, you know, capital city, second largest city, Bulawayo, you find that that is the opposition stronghold. And the government is ZANU-PF, and we are in charge of pretty much everything else. So the only way the opposition can try and raise its own profile is to always try to disagree with national government initiatives and therefore gain some mileage through publicity. But this is so unnecessary in most instances, because it undermines the whole objective of why we serve. We serve to make the lives of people better. And if we serve to make the lives of people better, it doesn't matter that this project has been initiated by central government, by ZANU-PF personalities. It doesn't matter. What matters is Is it important for the country? Is it important for the residents of Harare, or be it the residents of Bulawayo, or the residents of Umutare? Is the project important? Should the project be implemented? There is no one who loses value for supporting an important project that is life-changing, that will create jobs, that will create import substitution, where we were importing electricity, we now have local electricity being generated, serving as foreign currency. Nobody will ever be accused of not doing the right thing by any political party. So in my view, the opposition should have supported this project from day one. If they had questions about its pricing and costing, it should have been addressed in formal meetings with the right engagements and make the other party understand, and they would have been made to also understand how the setup has been done. I think consensus can always be achieved when people sit on the same table, not when people grandstand before political audiences and try and undermine each other. And that's what I would encourage, that instead of being in the way of success of local authorities, those who are running the local authorities need to understand that what government brings is progress, and what they should do is to be part of that progress. And therefore, it's important that whether it's a CCC dominated local authority and government is ZANU-PF, it does not matter. We all must work together for the good of this country. Elections come only once in 5 years. That's when we must focus about the politics. Right now, we must focus about building and delivering to the people of Zimbabwe. Now, if you delay a project that will create employment, a project that will save us foreign currency from importing electricity, a project that will create revenue, money in the pockets of residents because they will, you know, make their rubbish pay, I really think, you know, you then should not be serving. You don't understand what it is to serve. To serve is to do what is right for the people, not to do what is right for the politics. That's my belief.
Well, that does it, listeners. That is, those were the highlights of the Geo Pomona Waste Management Project commissioning that took place earlier today at Pomona. The project has been tipped and touted as a game changer in terms of waste management and electricity generation. We certainly hope that it will realize the projected and promised outcomes. That does it for this edition of The Platform. My name is Farai Mwakutuya. I'll be back again on this very same station at the very same time on Wednesday to bring you another edition of the program. I look forward to your company then. For now, however, keep it ZFM stereo. Up next is Our Story with Chilla.
So let's go to radio.
Where hit music lives. Z. On Our Story on ZFM Stereo. Chilla on Our Story.